Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. Jack Flanders has come to Costa Rica to help his old friend Mojo Sam. Mojo has a problem. Her name is Amy Nelson, a young woman who has been experiencing a strange phenomenon. An oval light appears, hovering near her. This has been happening on and off since she was a child. It has caused havoc with Amy's life. Whenever she attempts to have a relationship with a man, the light returns. Men rarely ever see it, but feel its presence, and frankly, they think there's something a little weird, a little witchy about Amy. Earlier this evening, Jack Flanders saw Amy on the balcony of her hotel. She was pressed against the railing, waving her arms and shouting at something. Jack phoned her room, and Amy, relieved to hear from him, asked if she could stay with Jack and Mojo. It's evening. The moon is out. As Jack and Amy walk along the beach, they can hear Mojo tickling the ivories back at Senor Frog's, a bar on the edge of the beach in Manuel Antonio. And now, we continue with Dreams of the Blue Morpho.
I never liked that hotel. It's pompous and pretentious. And how did you know?
That it's pompous and pretentious?
No, you know what I mean.
Oh, that you were having an encounter with the light.
Yeah.
Binoculars.
You were watching me with binoculars?
That's right.
Is that the way you operate?
No. Look, I was walking on the beach and I looked up and there was your hotel. You see, up there.
Oh, so that's it.
Well, I figured that one must be your balcony and, well, there you were, acting strangely. I knew Mojo had binoculars, so...
Did you think I was going out of my mind?
Well...
Did you see it?
The light?
It was right there.
Where?
On the balcony with me. You couldn't see it?
No, I...
Well, I don't know why I expected you would. When Mojo told me about you, it doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Amy, have you ever tried to step into the light?
I want to get away from it. Why would I do something that stupid?
Look, I'm just trying to understand what it is.
I don't like people watching me with binoculars.
I'm sorry.
Oh, forget it.
It won't happen again.
Okay, I have tried to touch it, but it always backs away. Mm-hmm.
It never touched you.
No.
Mojo said you were born in Costa Rica?
I left when I was 6 years old.
You speak Spanish?
A little. Un poquito.
Do you remember where you lived in Costa Rica?
It was a banana plantation. I don't know if the house is still there. My father was, I guess what you'd call a banana boss.
Boss banana?
Yeah, something like that. A manager. After I was born, my mother left.
Ah. Do you remember her?
No.
She left when you were a baby.
Yes. I was a twin.
You have a twin sister?
She died at birth.
I see.
I used to make believe that she was still here. And we'd play together and we'd tell each other secrets. Mm-hmm. She was very real to me.
Do you know where she was buried?
No. Well, I think, if I'm not making this up, I think it was on the plantation, not far from the hacienda. I think there was a marker. Mm-hmm.
And your mother, did you ever see her again?
No.
Do you know what happened to her?
She died some years ago.
What do you remember about your mother?
Nothing.
And your sister?
As I said, she died at birth. My mother was a subject that was never talked about.
Why?
That's the way it was.
It's the next morning. The sun brightly shines in through the open windows at Mojo's rented bungalow perched above the beach. Jack slowly shuffles out onto the porch. still a bit foggy from his flight, let alone the late and lively night he spent with his elbows on a lily pad, sipping margaritas at Senor Frog's.
Morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Oh, coffee. Thank God. Mmm. Oh, see the way it eats the glaze right off of this cup. This is just the strength I need this morning.
Mojo and I have been talking.
We figured you'd like to see more of this country.
Oh, fine.
There's a lot of things to do here.
Huh?
Would you like to go rafting?
You mean paddling down some river, crashing into rocks, getting drenched, all that white water stuff?
That's right.
I think I'll pass.
Well, how about horseback riding?
You mean bouncing up and down, getting scratched by thorns, that sort of thing?
Oh.
Do you know about the canopy tour they have?
You mean the one where they make you wear a harness and you hang upside down on a cable over the jungle?
That's right.
Oh, Mojo, I don't think so.
Do you like to surf? Snorkel?
No.
Fish? Bicycle?
Well,
is he always this hopeless?
Ask him if he'd like to go birding.
Birding? Now there's an idea.
Oh, bird watching. Yeah, sounds real exciting.
Then let's do it. Let's go to Monteverde.
Monteverde?
Monteverde.
What's that?
The Monteverde cloud forest.
You mean a rainforest?
No, cloud forest.
A cloud forest is formed when moist, warm air sweeping in off the ocean is forced upward by the mountain slopes, and as the moist air rises, it cools, forming clouds.
The road to Monteverde is made of dirt and rocks and potholes. Once you turn off the paved Pan American Highway, Highway 1, it's pretty much all uphill, dusty, bumpy, and occasionally your SUV four-wheel drive will bottom out, scraping the underside, causing sparks and metal screechings. You'll crank the steering wheel this way and that way, attempting to avoid potholes and boulders, and the occasional cow.
Mojo, is this the only way there? I can feel my internal organs are being rearranged.
When the Quakers came up here in the 1950s, it took about 2 weeks to get up here.
Yeah, well, what'd they do, come by ox cart?
That's right.
I don't think they've done much in the way of road improvements since then.
But look at the view. Look down there. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, it's also straight down, but I have to admit, with no guardrails to actually obstruct the view, it's enough to take one's breath away.
Several bouncing hours later, they finally arrive at their lodge in Monteverde.
Oh, next time I'm taking the ox cart.
Come on. Oh. I'm gonna take a shower. I'll see you two at dinner.
Nice air up here.
Mojo. Do you think Amy's little light is becoming a little dangerous?
Dangerous to Amy, or to anyone who tries to get near her?
Amy thinks it wants her to die.
No, I don't know about that. But one of us has got to stay close to her.
Late that afternoon, as the sun is beginning to set and the shadows of the giant trees stretch out across the rolling landscape, Jack and Amy take a stroll down a path along the edge of the forest.
The air here is really special.
Yeah. There's quite a view from up here. What's that body of water way over there?
The Gulf of Nicoya.
Ah. Some distance, huh? We're really up high.
Have you seen these trees? Aren't they amazing?
Yeah. That one with the roots above the ground. It's exactly like what I saw in the Amazon rainforest. And here they are growing on the top of a mountain.
Where are all the bird watchers?
They go to bed early, you know, with the birds.
I see why the Quakers fell in love with Monteverde. Mm-hmm.
Amy?
Hmm?
Do you mind if I kiss you?
Jack, I don't think it's a wise...
No, listen to me. If we appear to be lovers, then there's a fair chance that your friend will appear.
But... You can't see it.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
That's why you want to kiss me?
Well, what other reason would there be? And who knows? Maybe I'll be able to see the light.
Really?
There is a way to see an apparition. You don't look directly at it. Instead, you watch out for it, out of the corner of your eye. So?
You want a kiss?
Sure. It's like a couple of teenagers, remember?
All right. But don't let your hands stray, okay?
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah, right.
Come here. That wasn't too bad.
I've had better.
Okay. Let's try again.
And, how often will we be doing this?
Oh, just now and then. To see if we can attract your jealous little friend.
Do you think it's jealous?
I don't know. You don't see any lights lurking about, do you?
No.
Maybe it knows that we're faking it.
Jack, that was a pretty good fake.
Shall we try again?
Let's keep walking. Do you ever feel like part of you is missing?
How do you mean?
I don't know. But there's something inside you, but you can't reach it.
Go on.
I feel there's someone that's near me. I don't mean the light. It's different. It's something else.
Maybe it's another side of yourself.
I don't know. I've had recurring dreams where there's a door that I open, and suddenly I'm looking at my own face. It's a face I've never seen before.
It's your face, but you've never seen it?
No.
Do you think maybe you're seeing your dark side?
How would I know?
Well, did it have little horns and sharp teeth?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
Look, we all have a dark side.
What I'm talking about is, well, sometimes I wonder what it's like to have been born a Siamese twin and then to be surgically cut free of each other.
Is that what you feel like?
It's like part of me was separated at birth.
Isn't that because you had a twin sister who died at birth?
I don't think that's it. Have you ever felt this way?
No, but I have been involved in relationships where we were so close that when we separated, I felt as if I were physically torn in half.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Only I felt this way all my life.
Your mother left your father when you were a child, right?
Right after I was born.
And your father, he never told you
anything. Jack, I don't want to talk about my mother.
Well, do you get depressed when you think about her?
No, I get headaches. Okay, look. I feel there's a part of me that I've never met, but it's trying to tell me something. I know that light is connected to this, but I don't know how, or why, or in what way. Maybe I would be better off dead.
Hey, come here.
I can't keep going. It's trying to drive me crazy.
Amy, Mojo and I are here to protect you. We're not going to allow you. You see something?
Yes.
The light?
Yes.
Where?
Behind you.
What? I don't see it.
It's gone.
Looks like I... Wait a minute. I just got a glimpse of something.
Can you see it?
No, but I feel it. Oh my God. There it is.
Where?
Don't look. It's up in the trees, directly above us.
You really see it?
Yes. And it's not just glowing. It's sort of pulsating. I'm going to hold you close, okay?
Okay.
I want to see how it reacts.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down.
I can feel it.
I don't think it likes me.
I know.
It's hovering just above us. Maybe it's being cautious. Or maybe... Ow! Ow! Did you feel that?
What?
I don't know, except... I'm getting nauseous.
Get away! Get out of here! Leave!
No,
alone.
Wait, don't... It's gone.
That thing took a swipe at you?
Not exactly. I'm not sure.
You okay now?
A little headache, a little nausea, that's all.
Looks like your little ruse worked just fine.
Hmm?
You know, appearing like you and Amy got something going on between you two.
I wonder if this apparition, this phenomenon, what do we call this thing?
The Light Fandango.
Right. I wonder if it ever succeeded in killing anyone.
It probably never had to. Anyone wooing Amy would have hightailed out of town before then.
Well, what if I stand my ground? What do you think will happen?
I don't think that's a good idea.
No?
Who's to say that your ground was always going to be there for you to stand on?